Well, imagine this. You're coming back from a weekend skiing. You're stopped at the border and held for over 6 hours. That's what happened to On the Media producer and U.S. citizen Sarah Abdurrahman. The border she was crossing was between Ontario and New York. She and her family were returning from a wedding near Toronto, where border agents held them for 6 hours, interrogated them, confiscated their phones, and searched them multiple times, and then let them go. One of Sarah's friends describes the treatment he received in a story that Sarah produced for On the Media.
I got called in at least 5 or 6 separate occasions. Every single time they called me in, they would search me.
That's Khalid.
Aggressively search me, push my forehead up against the concrete wall, going in between my legs, digging in my private areas. They send me back for 10 or 15 or 20 minutes and call me back again and search me again.
Did you ask them why they had to do a body search every time?
I just laughed. The only way I knew how to deal with it was laugh. I just kept laughing. I was like, do you have any weapons on you? No, sir. You just searched me, and I went and sat back down in the same seat. I don't know where you think I could have gotten weapons from.
Everyone in the car was a U.S. citizen, and when asked why they were being held and how long they'd be held, border agents refused to give them any information. When she returned home, Sarah decided to ask some questions like, what are the laws? What are the rights for citizens when they're crossing the border? But the answers turned out to be much harder to find than she thought they would be. Brooke Gladstone, host and managing editor of On the Media, has been working with Sarah on this investigation, and she explained to me what they found.
Sarah took this experience and transmuted it into a teachable moment for herself, and she just threw herself into trying to report on DHS and all the associated agencies, at least to find out what the rules were at ports of entry. Very simple, very straightforward. Could never get a response. Email after email, phone call, lead after lead. Absolutely nothing. And after that, we called Lee Hamilton, who is on a Homeland Security Advisory Council and who was a representative, who said she'd have a better chance if she went through her representative, that voters, constituents can sometimes wrest more information out of oversight committees than journalists can get from the agencies themselves. He also warned that there are more than, I think, 100 subcommittees overlooking different chunks of DHS and its associated agencies. And everything is now under DHS. Everything from TSA to the Coast Guard to Border Control, it's all under DHS. And it's all grown so quickly that it's generally regarded as being ungovernable, out of control, certainly not effectively overseen. And so we decided to launch this project, get people to ask these basic questions of their own representatives, or at least of their representative staffs. And so far, we've had a couple of dozen people do it, and it's been frustrating. This is not going to be easy, but I refuse to believe that people cannot learn from their representatives what rights they have when they enter the United States. And I don't even mean people. I mean citizens, American citizens.
Well, the Department of Homeland Security is not giving you straight answers. And through this Shed Light project, you've got a widget. You're really crowdsourcing this a bit, trying to get listeners to help in the reporting of it, perhaps doing this through some inductive reasoning, finding out what people's experiences are on the outside to figure out what the policies are on the inside. Could it be possible that there really aren't hard and cold policies on this, and that the treatment of citizens, the mistreatment of citizens, it sounds like in certain cases, is simply a matter of random bureaucratic incompetence?
Not incompetence. I don't think it's incompetence. I think it is simply a shortcut that people at the border use because they know they aren't really answerable to anybody. And that is the issue. If there is, in fact, no hard and fast policy about how citizens should be treated, and I really would urge your listeners to go to the On the Media site if they haven't heard it and look up my detainment story. It's truly infuriating, and I think that if my, near apoplexy is not comprehensible to people. If they hear that story, they'll understand why it's so frustrating and why it's so unjust and why in a representative democracy we feel that oversight should be exercised and answers should be obtained. Now, what we're doing with this thing simply is we're asking people to be reporters. They are getting, some of them, stonewalled by their own representatives, but we believe, Lee Hamilton told us, that there is strength in numbers. The more people who ask, the more pressure there will be on these offices to find answers.
What's going on here? I mean, it sounds as though representatives, Congress members, are not shy about asking tough questions of the federal government, of federal officials, of pulling them before committees and putting them under the hot lights and really probing what's going on. Are they actually not asking the tough questions of the Department of Homeland Security? What's happening?
I think that is true. I think that if it doesn't accrue, you know, some political benefit, they aren't going to pursue these questions. If we don't make a fuss, they aren't going to care. Particularly, and we've talked to reporters who do cover these agencies and who have felt an increase in stonewalling over the last year or so. And they say the standard response is, this is to protect you and that's all you need to know. And that is a persuasive answer to an elected representative who doesn't want to be tarred if any bad thing should happen in the United States. So they'll just use, I mean, we're still traumatized by 9/11. We're still allowing it to erode our rights. I guess what everybody says who gets concerned about this issue is, you know, you got to have something worth protecting. This is our freedom, and so we need to protect it.
Finally, Brooke, you're obviously fired up about this, but I have to ask, is this advocacy journalism? Do you have an axe to grind here?
I think that it is, and we've done it before. We have always advocated on behalf of transparency. If there is a set of policies, then the public needs to know. The policies should be presented, they should be explained, they should be justified, as any U.S. policy does that impinges on the rights of citizens. That's all I ask. I'm not even asking that the policies be changed. I simply ask that they be revealed. So yes, we advocate on behalf of transparency, but we see it as a nonpartisan issue. But it is advocacy. I won't deny it.
On the media's Brooke Gladstone, you can find a link to the Shed Light on DHS project, Sarah's full story, as well as the follow-up reporting that's at the On the Media website. And their project connects you by phone to your member of Congress, and they even have some questions you can ask of them, such as, what are you as a member of Congress doing to ensure that agents on the ground are respecting the rights of U.S. citizens? Also, if you haven't heard it, check out On the Media, one of our finer programs. It's on Sundays at 6 p.m. This is another one of our finer programs, The Record.